I try to get the rizzle and get the spark in the people to get out and enjoy this.
Well, you know, people do have a lot of spark, and it's just they have a hard time showing it sometimes.
Right. Right? When I got them straightened out, the oil come out.
That's right.
Some volatile came on out there.
Yeah.
You're not dead until you're dead. I don't care how old you are. That's
how old are you, Ida?
You're 71.
71 Holy. Years old.
Right.
You're going to cause me to have a heart attack.
Mama called you had a heart attack. I don't believe
it. Right. I was born in 1909. I was born in 1909.
Born in 1909.
Mm-hmm. 23rd of this month is my birthday. 23rd of November, I'll be 71.
Well, that's not too far off.
No, I never was. I have I have four kids. One bone.
All right.
Let me tell you something. One was born with the seven.
The two young men have been talking to me. Back over there, sitting down a while ago. I read you were going to talk to
you. 51, 10 years ago.
Just half a year.
I'm happy.
I learned you to arm. Don't know one note from another. But you can wait and run out for it.
We moved down here from Atlanta.
Atlanta, my son, my baby son lives in Atlanta. He works in a county there and there. There goes some. I got it home.
Uh-huh.
He lives in Atlanta.
And you know how old she is? 71.
Right. I beat you.
She is learning piano now. This is her second year.
But see, I don't play music. My mother had seven girls, and we all were talents.
Yeah.
And every one of us, we played music. No one showed me, and I didn't show them. It's just a gift from God.
You didn't really learn by anybody teaching you?
No.
How do you reckon you learned then?
Huh?
How do you reckon you learned then?
I know, because it was a gift from God. My mother and father had a talent, you understand, and we inherited from them.
You had a talent.
Right, it's a talent. That's all it is, from God. And then I play any kind of boogie, any kind of church song, anything. I can walk down the street and hear you playing something, and if I like that number you're playing, I'll go right back home and play it, you see.
Well, when did you learn how to play? I mean, when did you start playing?
I was born in music. But now, the only thing I can remember, around about 3 years old, I can remember that a little bit. I was too young then. If you tell me when I was born, I was coming here waking my family. I don't know it. But anyway, my mother, she was a music and a teacher, and my father, the same way. And they had seven girls and no boys.
No boys.
And we all was music. No boys. We all was music. Huh? And my sister Billy, her name is Willie, but they call her Billy. She working at the Preservation Hall in New Orleans, Louisiana. I like to go to the Uptown City and went on like that. Well, then she made a career of hers.
Well.
She's been all over the state of the United States. I don't think it was one state she missed, and I can't remember record right now, but I got her platform home where she went to everywhere.
And did she help found Preservation Hall? Was she one of the first singers there?
Well, I can't say she was the first singer, but I know one thing. She was the first woman to have a band at the Preservation
Really?
Hall.
Really?
Black band at the Preservation Hall. Her and D.D. Pierce. But she had worked other nightclubs and things, same as I did around here in Pensacola. But.
Well, Ida, who were some of the singers that you played for at the Belmont Theater?
Oh, I played for Bessie Smith times, and I played for Mamie Smith at times. And then the time when I was playing at the Belmont Theater, you see, they had what happened before they started as vaudeville in there. It wasn't no vaudeville.
Well.
They had a movie jacket up in there, you know what I mean? Shows picture, but it wasn't talking picture. But they had, I can't remember this lady name. She was a piano player down there, and so was I. We both played music for this movie show, you see. That was the first
one. When it was silent movie.
Right.
Uh-huh.
See?
Uh-huh.
So then after that, I can't think, she did, I'm pretty sure she did, but I mean, I can't think of her name. But then after that, I started. Then after I started, then they had this vaudeville coming through in there. You know, they had it before I started playing, but anyway. I remember they called me to come to the Belmont not the theater. They had another place on radio station called the Belmont Hotel.
Belmont Hotel?
Yeah, and I didn't like that hotel.
Really?
But I went in there to tell the musician we were ready to start, you know, to get the Belmont. So we went on there, so I went on and told them. So they came on out. They met me in the hotel. I mean, in the theater. I don't like them hotels. Not when they're dogs.
Kind of dark and ugly.
You want to see people.
Right. But nevertheless, we went on over there, and I started pricing with them, you know, and I started playing for the vaudeville coming in out. But what they have, they change every week. On the first Monday night, they have a vaudeville come. If it's Elka Waters or maybe Mama Raina, any of them, I'm just saying that's speaking. Whoever come in there, they use them for a week. Then they go somewhere and they get another group comes in there.
That was what they used to call the old vaudeville circuit.
Right.
Right, where they play a week here and
right,
then play a week
there. Right, somewhere else. Uh-huh. Right, you
changing
are.
Changing the show.
That's right. They changed the show, really and truly.
Well, where did your parents come from, Ida?
My father was Florida. Uh-huh. He's from River Junction, Florida. But my mother, she was raised and born in Macon, Georgia.
Macon, Georgia.
Uh-huh, but she was married to him, you see. She was a teacher, I think, that I can remember. She was a school teacher during the time that they was cool. Then he married her, then they came to Florida. She came to Florida. And her first child was born in Marianna. The second child was born in Marianna, so I can report. And the third child was born in Marianna. Then my daddy was a railroad man. He worked on the railroad, you know, he was a porter. And he was riding from River Junction to Pensacola, Florida. So then he moved over here. And after he moved over here, well, that natural, my mother, she was over here with him, you see. So when Maggie, Mabel, and Dallas. Then when Sada was born, she had to go back to Marianna, that's my other sister, to do something. And then she came back home. Sada was born over here. Then after that, she was pregnant again. What I mean, times and times. And then Sada was born in Pensacola. Then after Sada was born, then it was Edna and Willie. They was born in Marianna. Then I was supposed to have been born in Redbud, but they tell me that just before she came from Marianna, I was born here. Mm-hmm. So that's all
so,
I know.
So really, your whole family is from West Florida.
Right, everybody's
the whole
from Florida.
Family.
Yeah, the whole Florida, uh-huh. Yeah, everybody's from Florida, sure is.
Do you know where your grandparents came from? Did people come from like Mississippi or somewhere else? No?
I can't tell you too much about my grandfather except June Jenkins. That was my mother's father. He's an Indian. He's a Cherokee Indian.
He was an Indian.
Uh-huh. And on my daddy's side, I knew my grandmother, but I don't know her name, but she was my grandmama. And I don't know too much about anything. Not on my. Only thing I know, my grandfather was a Cherokee Indian. His name was June Jenkins. He was living here. He was married to. I have an aunt named Lucy. Lucy Wineglass now. She was a Lucy Jenkins, but she's a Lucy Wineglass. She's an Indian too. She's still living. She lives in Pensacola.
I was just wondering about something else. Did you. Do you ever play with some of the old, like, band people, you know, bandsmen, people that used to play for,
Well, I played with Mac and Miller, Macon, Wally Mason.
Uh-huh.
I worked with all of them. We worked for many, many years together. And not only that.
Are any of those old men still alive now?
Right. Wally Mason, the cat Mason, he's still living.
Yeah.
I talked to him since I've come in over here.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And what did he used to play?
Saxophone. We all worked at the Maker Nightclub, we worked at Rum Boogie, we worked at the Southland, we worked over here across the bay to call it I can't even call it another, but we worked all over those places in Warrington, the nightclubs, see? And we had jobs, gigs at the St. Carlos Hotel and different places around.
Yeah, just anywhere that
right,
there was a job.
Right, uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And do you still play that kind of music anymore, you know,
no.
For parties or that kind of thing if somebody wants you to?
I play for one class since I'm
really?
Playing for church. And that was over in Mobile at the Romota here. This Mrs. Her mother was 88 or 81 years old. They hired me to play for her birthday party. And I thought really it was going to be in Pensacola. But instead of being in Pensacola, it was over in Mobile, Alabama. It was a Sherrod, what do you call that, Sherry Inn.
Sure.
But it was a nice, Sherry Inn, it was a nice affair. She had over 150 people that she wanted me to entertain by myself. I told her, no way. So I got Wallace Jr., Corey Davis, those musicians, and I got this guitar picker. So four, we made a combo out of it. And boy, we had a good time. And I didn't know, I think this man that came up, he gave me a good tip. I ain't told how much it was. He gave me a nice tip. And he enjoyed my music more. They just come and hug me and like my playing and everything, you know. And the mother and the first what they did, they had the children. They take a picture of the children. Then they taking the grandchildren. Then they taking everybody. Then they had the band. They had me with my own ride, her. She had her own ride, me. And then, I mean, it was just nice. They taking the whole picture for all of us over there. That was in Ramona here.
But so most of the time you play church music?
Church is all I do now. Mm-hmm. I play church music. I got four churches I take care of. And it keeps me going night and day.
Mm-hmm. I bet it does. And every day of the week, too, probably.
Right. If I ain't rehearsed, I'm going on a communication.
Do you all have anything that you'd like to ask?
No, I'm just enthused about everything she anything like that interests me a lot.
Well, we're looking forward to having you back tomorrow, Ida.
Right.
And
sure,
I'll be looking forward to talking with you. Nice. Are you going to take a chance on a cake over here?
Huh?
Are you going to take a chance on a cake over here?
I'm going to do the cake. What? How did cake go?
Get the cake.
Yeah, I'm going to do it.
You did you ever do cakewalks?
No,
when you
I never did.
No.
Well, I'm gonna do it today.
We gotta go home, bring the darling. Let's go to the house. I have slipped out of the